The little girl beside her nodded as she turned and nestled her head into her mother's waist. My own children's screams erupted from downstairs. The two girls' voices battled to be heard over one another. Evie was now drowning out Molly with a constant, piercing whine, and as I ran down the stairs, I could just make out Molly crying at her younger sister to shut up.
"Will you both stop shouting?" I yelled as I reached the bottom.
My eldest Jack sat obliviously in the playroom, earphones on, zoned into a game on the iPad that I wish Tom had never bought him. How I sometimes envy Jack's ability to shut himself into his own world. I picked Evie off the floor, wiping a hand across her damp face and rubbing at the Marmite smeared upwards from both corners of her mouth. "You look like the Joker." Evie stared back at me. At three, she was still suffering from the terrible twos. She had at least thankfully stopped bawling and was now kicking one foot against the other. "Come on, let's play nicely for Alice's sake," I said as I opened the door. "Hi, Harriet, how are you doing?" I crouched down next to Alice and smiled at the little girl who continued to bury her head into her mum's skirt. "Are you looking forward to the school fete today, Alice?" I didn't expect an answer, but I ploughed on regardless.